sharing your own encounter stories with one another on the breaks and that kind of thing just kind of keeps that energy flowing today. And so we want you to encourage you to do that. So next we would like to welcome Pat Border, who is here to talk about Christ Renews His Parish. So please make her welcome.
My name is Pat Borden. I'm not related to Elsie or to Lizzie. My husband is. But I'm here to talk a little bit about Christ Renews His Parish. I come from St. Patrick Parish here in Brighton, but my first experience with Christ Renews His Parish was in Indiana, where we lived in the early 80s. I was teaching first grade in our parish school when the mother of one of my first grade students invited me to attend a CHIRP weekend. She offered to feed my family, four children and my husband, and to watch my kids if needed so that I could experience the process. I went, and I found my faith and my life changed. My husband was a little reluctant. It took about 2 years, and he followed, and he too experienced a very powerful growth in his faith and in his day-to-day life. And in June, we will celebrate 50 years of marriage. What is Christ Renews His Parish? Christ Renews His Parish, or CHIRP as we call it to make things a little more simple, has been a process of personal and parish renewal for over 40 years in more than 1,345 parishes, 100 dioceses, 38 states, 5 foreign countries, and there is also a Spanish version available if you need that. CHIRP is structured to be part of the normal parish life without becoming another parish organization. The process requires prayer and visible pastoral support. The process is intended to renew individuals in their faith, who will then feel called to support others in their renewal and complete the process by finding ways to serve within the parish and its organizations, along with continuing their own spiritual growth. Men and women have their separate weekends and separate teams. CHIRP is composed of 4 parts. The first part is when a person is invited to attend an experience, an overnight weekend involving prayer, scripture, listening to other parishioners share their faith growth in 10 specific areas like renewal, spirituality, leading on to discipleship. There is an opportunity to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, and there is the celebration of Eucharist. The second part is when that person meets with the team about a week later and is encouraged to remember the process and then encouraged to become part of the next team. That team will then spend 6 months in prayer, scripture study, spiritual growth, and fellowship while preparing to present the next weekend experience to another group of parishioners. The third part is when you are on that team. It completes the first part of your process, and you will minister to another group of people within your parish the same way that you were ministered to on the initial weekend. And then the fourth part is a time when you have completed your time in the CHIRP process, you've been on team maybe 1 or 2 times, and you're ready to move on into the parish. And that part begins with a review of what you've been and where you were, and then you spend some time searching and discerning where you can fit into your parish. What can you do? Do you want to be a Eucharistic minister? Do you want to work with a religious ed program? What can you do to serve? And then what can you also do, maybe with Bible study classes, to grow your own faith? When someone completes the CHIRP process, he or she is called a parishioner. He or she is not a CHIRPer or a team member. Remember, this is not a parish organization where you stay there for 10 years and you keep on doing the same thing. I've had a long relationship with the process in Indiana as well as here in Michigan. I have observed firsthand the beautiful changes that happen in individuals and in a parish where CHIRP is used to renew that parish. The pastor of St. Pat's back in the 90s, Father Tom Thompson, one night compared the CHIRP process to dropping pebbles in a pond or a lake. And when you drop that pebble in, the ripples go out from that rock or that stone. And that's what he described it as happening in the parish. We had a weekend, and the ripples from that weekend carried over into so many areas of the parish. So, I am in the exhibit area, walk toward church and go down that hall. We're table number 42 in the East Rooms. And I would be happy to answer any questions that you might have. And thank you for your time.